The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
Yeah, it's been the best weeks in my life.
Russian Daniil Medvedev didn't have the celebration he thought upon winning his first Masters 1000 title at the Cincinnati Masters Tennis Tournament.
If you would have asked me before the tournament, how would I celebrate, I would probably say, yeah, I'm going to fall on the court, I'm going to start screaming, then jumping and raising my hand up. And I was so exhausted.
Medvedev struggled to finish the final against David Goffin of Belgium 7-6, 6-4.
I started cramping everywhere. Of course, I tried to not show it. What do I do? And I make four amazing serves. And when I make the last one, I'm like, wow, it's finished. I won it. And I had zero force inside of me to do anything.
Goffin wasn't aware Medvedev struggled.
He started to cramp?
Yeah.
No, didn't notice.
All Goffin saw was a tough opponent.
He's super solid. He doesn't miss. It's like playing against the wall. His pace is not too fast, not too slow. It's quite a special pace, you know, to play against him. He's not easy to play.
With the U.S. Open in front of him, Medvedev has goals.
To reach my first quarterfinal will be good, and I take it match by match. If I will be in quarterfinal, I will try to do my best to win everything, but at this moment, I need to take it step by step and just become a better player every day.
But first, a celebration for his Cincinnati win.
In Russia, we say, who doesn't risk doesn't drink champagne. So I'm drinking champagne tonight.
It's obviously, you know, the biggest title I've ever won.
American Madison Keys was the other surprise winner in Cincinnati.
I played some really, really great players from round one until today. So I definitely think I've played some of my best tennis consistently this week.
Keys defeated Russian Svetlana Kuznetsova 7-5, 7-6.
I think I just really focused in on obviously really important games and was able to make her play a lot of balls. And luckily figure out a way to level up scoring.
Kuznetsova felt she had opportunities.
I had all the chances. Sometimes it goes this way, you know, the game is like this. It was very even match, you know, it could go either way.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week on voanews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.